Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coach, you obviously went on the radio last night or yesterday and talked about kind of working with somebody in the athletic department. I just wanted to know if there were any updates that you had for us at that.
Yeah, we're playing Florida. It's a big matchup for us. Like, this is all about the Sweet 16 and these guys enjoying this as much as possible. I've enjoyed it tremendously. I do love this town. It's a great town. Great food. Got to have dinner with PJ Carlissimo last night, which is, I think, always a lot of fun. You know, the stories we get to tell about Seton Hall, and Chris Mullin joined us. Coach Van Gundy joined us. We had a great time last night.
Not over here, over there. Over there. Not over here, over there. Well, I will say this, though. For all of you saying that he's distracted, he's not talking enough about the game, the minute he's asked about leaving, he talks about the game, then he's deflected. I know you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Jeremy, all of this stuff that's gone on with Kevin Willard and the Terps, is it a good thing or the bad thing for these young men as they get ready for the Gators?
I don't think it can be a good thing. I mean, you could do the rally around your coach, but if he's leaving, like if you feel like he's leaving, I don't know if he's told the players one way or another. I would assume you wouldn't want to do that just because you want him focused on the game. I didn't particularly like him answering a different question there than the one that was asked, but it is what it is. I'm sure he's tired of talking about it. But you brought some of this on yourself by some of the statements you made as well. So, and I'm for, by the way, I'm all for what Kevin Willard's doing, trying to get the Terps to give him more for the program. But again, like, it's weird. We just saw Rick Pitino Jr. sign on to Coach Xavier, and that was the guy that everybody was thinking was going to go to Villanova. And now here we are. Villanova's still waiting. Who are they waiting for? So, it makes me worried. And the fact that when he was on Kevin Sheehan's show, he said those four words, as of right now. And that means anything can change.
He gone, number one. Number two, it doesn't matter. I think everybody is talking about this distraction of guys. You guys aren't paying attention to the culture of college athletics. It's not. It does not distract these kids. These kids could care less. Juju is a four-year guy, period. Queen came for one and done. Gillespie's a transfer. Miguel's on his third school. He went to K-State and USF. Rice is a transfer with the Vautech. Jay Young is on his third school with the UCF and Memphis. The culture of college athletics, they don't care. They're only there for their opportunity as well. And on top of that, if you think they're there for loyalty, your head
loyalty,
is in the sand.
Loyalty, loyalty.
Your head is in the sand because Derek Queen, Joe, if you got this sound ready, Derek Queen told you exactly why they were at Maryland.
He do pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him, and we all trust him.
Stop it there, Joe. That's why they're there. This has nothing to do with loyalty. Oh, our coach leaving distracts us. Guess what? Some of them might leave too. Some of them may have left before they found out that Kevin Willard was gone. This not about. This is not. Folks, this has been going on forever. There's been a bag in college athletics forever. The difference is Derek Queen wouldn't have been able to get on TV and talk about it, but it's been there. College athletics is now Amsterdam. You can do whatever you want, and everybody knows about it. But it's been going on forever. So it's not a distraction to them. It's not motivation to them. They don't care. They're there for their opportunities, not Kevin Willis' opportunities. You think we're thinking we're so caught up in the past that we forget what's going on right now. And these guys are on 2 and 3 schools themselves. You think they really give a rip about what Kevin Willis is going to do next year? They don't know what they're going to do next year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, you may be right in all this. It's hard for me, though, because this is something I've looked at for years, but it might be something I need to reevaluate. And I'm talking about from a handicapping standpoint of the effect that ancillary things can have on a game, whether it's a coach leaving, something going on off the court, somebody got arrested, whatever, you know, all these things that can happen that distracts a team. And it's weird, Rob, because if the Terps lose, everybody's going to point to that, and it may not have been that at all. You know,
everybody's not going to point to that. The people who haven't been watching don't know anything about Florida is going to point to that. You won't point to that because you know Florida.
Yeah.
If Florida does what Florida does tonight, you're going to say, you know what? That's Florida. Now, for the people who just are watching Maryland, like I was with a guy a couple of days ago watching the tournament, now I'm just going to check out Maryland. Now, that guy may think, oh, he was distracted by Kevin Willard because he doesn't know anything about Florida.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like anytime your team loses, something goes wrong, somebody needs a scapegoat, right?
Yeah, you got to be blamed.
You got like if it's a referee's call in the fourth quarter or the second half, somebody's going to blame that. If they would have called that a travel against Derek Queen, people would have went, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Now we have people saying it was a travel, you know, like going back and forth. But I just people need to have someone to blame when sometimes it's just, hey, the other team outplayed you, man. Like, what do you?
Wasn't Florida the number one team in the country when this thing began? No, it wasn't. It was Auburn.
Florida. No, oh. I think Florida.
Florida.
I think Auburn got the number one overall seed, right? But Florida was the number one team in the country because Auburn had lost 3 out of their last 4
to end the season. And what conference
are they in? SEC.
How many teams did the SEC put in?
14.
Okay. Okay, so this is who you're dealing with tonight.
Yeah.
This is who you're dealing with tonight. Don't get this twisted now. Can Maryland win this game? Yeah, they can. If anything, I tip my cap to them the fact that they're only 6.5-point underdogs in this one, to be honest with you. Because this could easily be a double-digit underdog game. Because Florida is legit. But
yeah.
I think they have a chance of beating Florida, and it has nothing to do with being motivated about losing their coach.
Yeah, man. This is, again, this is something tonight where, like, I was trying to tell my son he's working all night. So I was like, hey, we got to watch the Orioles game and then watch the Terps play tonight and just make a day of it. And I'm hoping a lot of people are going to do that. But again, if it doesn't go the way you want, you can definitely see the people pointing the finger and blaming. It's got to be this person's fault. It's got to be that person's fault. And Kevin Willard is going to share a lion's share of the blame no matter what happens. He could coach his ass off tonight. If they lose, it's like, yeah, see, that distraction with Villanova. And again, Rob, like, it's funny because I hadn't thought about it until you pointed it out, and I don't like giving you credit for anything. But like the fact that these kids are all like They're not focused about next year. They're not worried, like, am I going to have my coach next year? There's some of those guys. But for the bulk of it, the important pieces on this team, I don't think you have to worry that much about it.
Let me check out the portal, see who's ready to pay me.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, listen, this is the life that I live in as a high school coach. I'm going to AAU tournaments this summer. Some of them drive to. One of them I'm actually going to fly to. You know why?
Why?
Because I got to keep recruiting my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep recruiting my own kids, man. Not only do I have to recruit for new players coming in, I got to keep recruiting my own kids because that's the era we live in. And if you can't accept it, you're going to get left behind. That's the era. Everybody's looking for the next best thing. I'm sorry. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. Well, how are you?
I'm good, man. I mean, it's not a good thing, but, I mean, it could have been an even worse thing. I mean, if Queen was coming back and Julian Reese was coming back, I mean, it definitely would be a distraction. But it's not. I mean, I think it's neither, you know, because, you know, we know the situation and whatever.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. But, see, that's the thing. Let's say Derek Queen wasn't good enough to be a lottery pick. Derek Queen, if he loved Kevin Willard and Kevin Willard with the Villanova, where's Derek Queen going?
To the
Villanova.
NBA.
if he wasn't good enough, is what
I got
saying.
You. Yeah,
he would be. Kevin Willard is great. Would go to a school that he's telling everybody has more resources.
Dude, I just
so he would offer Queen a bigger bag.
Think about everything that's going on here in the grand scheme of things. Like Rick Pitino just got a freshman to commit in the transfer portal to go to St. John's. And we've talked about it. If Willard goes, he's going to take a couple of these guys.
He's gone.
And
yeah.
And again, like it's that process of, oh, God, where do we go from here now? Because now you're trying to decide on coaches that you want to come in where you're going to have to go do exactly to another team what, you know, maybe Villanova just did to you and steal their coach.
Kai Reisestown. What's up, Kai?
Woo! You guys get me fired up, man. Look. I don't believe in that Kevin Willard, that head coach crap. No, because if that's the case, why would they have a transfer portal in the middle of the tournament? That don't even make sense anyway. I think Maryland will beat Florida. Florida got them guards, Rob and Jeremy, man, that they're going to have to contain. You know, in the tournament, you got to have great guard play to win this championship.
You have to.
We need our guards to step up. We know Derek Queen going to be the guy. They're going to put a two-man, but somebody going to be open. And I think the guards have to take control and penetrate the
window. God, they got to play better against Florida than they did against Colorado State.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. And also, Kevin Willick, man, I believe you can get a guy like Jimmy Passos in here to coach, man. You can get somebody in here to coach.
What are you talking about?
All right, listen, don't get me wrong. At Iona,
this is not the comment against your Jimmy Passos,
no.
Not at all. This is the comment against – you think anybody can do it? Who did Kevin Willard replace?
Not anybody. But
no, because you just threw out there. Like, just get somebody. This guy turned the program around, man. Again, this is not a statement against Patsos, but you're being completely dismissive of how hard it is to succeed in the Big Ten.
And on top of it, like, you know, and again, you're, as Rob pointed out, it's no dig at Jimmy. Jimmy's working for Under Armour, traveling all over the country. He hasn't coached in how long? And all of a sudden you think Maryland's just going to kick the tires and say, hey, do you want to come back and take over this program? I, like, that just doesn't make any sense to me.